a lot of people on Twitter were speculating that there was some, you know, weird sexual relationship going on between them. I actually think what may be going on is weirder than that. It is weirder and darker than that. All right, everybody, this story continues to blow up, and it has just gotten deeper and darker than anyone could have imagined. The photo that I'm displaying on screen right now will look to be beyond parody. It is genuinely beyond parody, but I can assure you, it is real. This is a photo of Donald Trump on one of his golf courses in Scotland. He hopped in a golf cart and he has a little bit of an envoy behind him, I'm assuming of security and people on his team that he's about to golf with. I'll cover that in just one second. But if you zoom in very closely behind, you can see 35-year-old aide Natalie Harp sprinting up the golf course in order to keep up with Trump or try to catch up to him. There's a few thoughts that I had upon originally seeing this photo. First of all, I'm starting to feel sort of bad for Natalie Harp, and I'll explain why later in the video. She genuinely seems to have a pathological obsession with Donald Trump, and according to her brother, it could stem from her father's suicide back in 2020. Listen, I'm not in the game of like psychoanalyzing people or trying to connect random dots, but according to the messages that we got, the letters that we got, she mentions her dad multiple times and seems to hint that Donald Trump is filling some sort of gap left by her dad's suicide. It's genuinely a tragic story, and as I read these messages in another video, Natalie Harp seems to be deeply insecure and need affirmation from people like Trump at all times. Like, there's genuinely something very sad about this, even though she is contributing to a fascist takeover of our country. Like, she is aiding and abetting Trump as he tears down our democratic institutions. I understand that, and I acknowledge that, but there is still something deeply weird going on here. So in this photo, first of all, I find it pretty despicable that Donald Trump uses our taxpayer dollars to bring his entire envoy, his entire team, and the Secret Service on what's supposed to be a diplomatic trip to Scotland, but instead, he spends time, money, energy, and our dollars visiting his own golf course in Scotland. I mean, think about that. We pay for the president to travel around and represent us, and that is fine. That makes sense. But the president is taking advantage of that to go to his own golf courses and put our money back into his pocket. He did this all throughout his first term as well, and I find it rather disgusting, but I will say that is not the main point of the video. The main point of the video is to break down in a deeper manner this entire Natalie Harp situation. I'm not going to read the entire letters again, but there was some really odd stuff in here, and this actually connects to this photo of her sprinting behind Trump, because she repeatedly apologizes for this. I mean, listen to this paragraph now that we have this photo of Natalie Harp sprinting from behind. She writes in her letter, "Dear Mr. President, I'm sorry. I thought I was the only one left behind last night and had no idea Margot's car was also pulled over and sent back to the airport. Since I was alone in the van outside customs without my passport, I panicked and should have just called Secret Service instead of you. I also am sorry if I was an embarrassment walking the course in Scotland. The first day, I was told there were no carts and people walked, which is why I walked. The second day, I was specifically asked by, I forgot who his name was, but one of the main people who worked there if I could continue walking and tell any other girls who would head out there to do the same thing to spare the course any more carts." What? So they're saying any guys get to sit on the golf carts. If you're a guy, you get to sit on the golf cart along with Trump, but any women, any girls have to walk the course, or run the course, rather. Now, it then gets into something a little bit deeper and darker in this message. That's why I said earlier in the video, I think there's something darker going on than we all could have imagined. Again, I'm not trying to have undue speculation about somebody else's personal matters, but this is no longer really a personal matter. Our taxpayer dollars are funding this public figure's career in proximity to Donald Trump, and this public figure, Natalie Harp, has worked at the White House without security clearance for a year. Trump aide Natalie Harp worked at the White House with no security clearance for a year. Apparently, other foreign officials would call her and use her as a channel to get to Donald Trump. I mean, this is all really risky, really laissez-faire, lazy, awful security on behalf of our president. We just have somebody fielding calls from foreign leaders with no security clearance. It's awful. But then it gets weirder. She says in her letter to Trump from the Daily Beast that leaked, I want things to always be right between us. I also know I've been distracted all week, forgetting to eat throughout the days, even forgetting to sleep, and only catching a couple hours at a time. I haven't been myself, dwelling on the past and the pain of losing my dad, and I started letting the remarks of people who haven't bothered me before get to me. I honestly have a lot of empathy for Natalie Harp losing her father to suicide back in 2020. Natalie Harp's brother has done a few interviews about this, and he even said that their father's death put a wedge between the family and created a really weird dynamic where there was a lot of friction in this family. So I can imagine a scenario in which Donald Trump is broadly attracted to younger blonde women. This is not speculation. We know this based on the way he's talked about dating his own daughter if she wasn't his daughter, based on people he's chosen for key public-facing cabinet positions, like his prior press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. I mean, it's obvious. So there's almost a two-way relationship, the way I see it, where Donald Trump likes to be surrounded by people like Natalie Harp, and Natalie Harp is clearly looking up to Donald Trump as some sort of family figure. Now, like, my analysis could be wrong here. I could be completely off the mark, but reading these messages, it seems like there's some deeply, deeply rooted insecurity here. It says, "Now this is a note I wanted to write. I have learned so much about myself on this trip. I always knew coming home to my roots would be enlightening." She's talking about the Scotland trip in which she ran after the president. I also want to point out there are other reports that she had to kind of squeeze herself in the back of an SUV at one point in order to get with Donald Trump to where he was going. And it's interesting, I made a video a few days ago where I was being a bit too charitable and I was saying, listen guys, I doubt Natalie Harp was sprinting after Donald Trump. I bet she just was a little bit late and had to hop in at the very last minute. I was kind of trying to picture something that wasn't as comical, but no, I was wrong. I'll own up to it. It is as comical as it could possibly get. I was trying to picture a scenario in which like, you know, I've been in that scenario. My friends are driving in a car and I have to catch up and hop in. This is not what is happening there. This is a pathological obsession that you can see in multiple creepy photos. This one reminds me of that new movie Obsession that came out. This one also reminds me of that new movie Obsession that came out, where the girl is cast under some spell and she is so obsessed with her boyfriend that she constantly stands there and like smiles at him in the corner. There's a scene where he wakes up in the middle of the night and she's standing in the corner of the room just smiling at him. That's the type of shit I think is currently going on in the White House. Like, look at this. These photos are almost a one-to-one with that movie. And honestly, the more that I've been covering the story, the more that I think there is something darker going on than we originally thought. A lot of people on Twitter were speculating that there was some, you know, weird sexual relationship going on between them. I actually think what may be going on is weirder than that. It is weirder and darker than that. It is some weird hole in Natalie's life that she's trying to fill with Donald Trump and vice versa, the hole that was left by her father's death back in 2020. She has been obsessed with him since then. Let me read to you this. President Donald Trump's closest aide, Natalie Harp, declined multiple times over more than a year's length to seek a routine security clearance normally obtained by West Wing staffers to work at the White House. Then, after a month of Natalie Harp speculation, Donald Trump and Melania Trump walk out all of a sudden yesterday. This wasn't planned, it was random. They walk out holding hands. This is so incredibly rare, and this does not happen often. Melania Trump hadn't been seen for a total month before that. Donald Trump then walks over and gets into his position, and you hear Melania Trump go over the speaker, go over the microphone, and say, "I know that you guys have missed me."
"Good afternoon. I heard you missed me. Here I am."
Now, I want to ask you guys a question. Do you think this was some, you know, affectionate display that the Trumps wanted to put on because they genuinely love each other and want to show the American people what love looks like? Or do you think this was a desperate scramble to try to cover up the fact that this Natalie Harp story is spiraling out of control? Every single White House official, basically, and almost every single MAGA pundit on TV, except for like Jesse Waters, was out there clutching their pearls and acting like Democrats had drug us down to new lows, that we shouldn't be talking about women in politics like this. First of all, we've remained entirely respectful this entire time. I mean, if you've made it this far in the video, I have been very respectful and empathetic this entire time. So has John Ossoff. All John Ossoff said was that Trump is traveling with Natalie and building a failed ballroom, something to that effect. So Republicans clutched their pearls, and as the days go on, we seem more and more vindicated for asking questions about this relationship right here. Is this not weird as hell to everybody else? Natalie Harp sprinting to catch up? I mean, at that point, like, let her sit in the back of a golf court, cart. Give Natalie some sort of space. Like, this is absolutely effing insane, absurd, and weird. The fact that our president is surrounded by sycophants who refuse to actually reality check him, and he slowly loses his, like, walls around him. His walls of reality around him are dissipating away, and he thinks every election is stolen. He thinks he's some sort of king who can make unilateral decisions, and the people around him are emboldening this. They are chasing after him to make sure he's able to get this done. It's weird, and I'm going to leave it there. Tonight, I will be on CNN Newsnight with Abby Phillip at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. I'll catch you all there. I love you all, and peace out.